hard.
You see, if we went all the way around, we'd say the
white folks kind of worried about letting them sleep.
If they're just, if one house is sitting here and one house is sitting here, they're just
level across.
Well, God, you didn't say you got to have a trailer sitting in front of the trailer.
But one house is sitting here.
Bob and Rosa.
That's right.
No, no, that's good. Put them in like good one. Well, they didn't tell us that.
Yeah, in the summertime, be fine.
Not cool. Just say they're across the street.
Of course, that's what I said.
Be fine.
That's the office.
Then you got to talk to them.
Okay, well, that's it, and I sure...
Well, you do, but I say, but I enjoyed having you, I'll tell you the fact. Ready to go back? I wish you could answer them questions.
Well,
excuse me one minute.
Oh, boy.
Ain't she done finished?
Uh-huh.
Well, see how you do?
Good, good.
We've been
right.
Going out.
Well, what is that? You have to go around everywhere to do that?
Yeah, we're going to all the counties in Georgia. We're talking to 4 people in each county. And we're seeing how words change.
So
we're talking to people who are at least 65, but they've lived here all their lives. So we see how words have changed, that the young people don't even know it.
Well, that's all right. That,
that the older people might use.
That's right. I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, we're getting more right.
Everything's changed.
Yeah.
That's right.
Good.
And it's quite a change.
Yeah.
From what it used to be back then now.
Did you live here all your life too?
All my life. No, I've lived here for about 44 or 5 years, but we lived over the home place until after I married
her.
We lived over here.
She was born about a mile this way, and I was born about a mile.
Oh, we brought Dot over here, and she's a month old, and she'll be 45.
Close your life with
her. Yeah, we've been young.
There's another one coming.
There's another one coming. I don't know whether I can answer questions like you
can.
No,
I said she done went so well then.
Oh.
I'll tell you one thing, I hope I live to see. The next 20 years, you see what the change is going to be like it has been the last 20 years.
Yeah. Everybody would.
Well, I'm certainly glad to see
you.
Thank you, Mr.
Knox.
Yeah, I brought it in.
You haven't got a carrot?
No, that's nothing.
Now, you think you can eat that, man?
I don't know. Oh, nothing.
I don't believe I'd eat no fried fish. He's been complaining all week. You know what he's been eating? Boiled custard and soft boiled eggs. Left this morning with his chest in here hurting. Well, and if you can't straighten him out, throw him in the pond.
You know it's hard to...
Kurt, I don't know what y'all would do without him. I tell you, I sure
will. Go in and get that water. He ain't coming on.
All right, I'm ready to go.
I hope y'all have a nice time. Y'all ought not to be on late at 8 o'clock, will you?
Ah, we won't be gone.
Well, good. Good, good.
They going fishing?
Well, they have a little cookout. They have them all truck body, and if it rains, they get in there, but they have to eat before Sunday because they don't have any lights. Excuse me. And so they cook, they catch the fish, they got the pond closed. And they got the table and the pot and everything, and they make them a stew and fry and cook out. Just men. Five men. They do that every Saturday.
Oh, I bet that's fun.
It is fun, and I know they enjoy it. Men folks have a good time, isn't it? All the time.
Well, I certainly enjoyed your flowers.
Oh, well, I look like me. We have the wind has just whipped them around the last 2 days. They don't look like nothing. But we're trying to get our yard cleaned out so we can have that verbena growing on both sides.
Oh, I love it.
And we had it last year, and we had to stick them out here in the car, but it's like this year, we haven't had too much luck with it.